Alaska Airlines Flight 69 left Seattle Sunday night, a little before its scheduled departure time. It was about 15 minutes into its trip to Ketchikan and Juneau. Passenger Libby Bacalar says then this happened.
All of a sudden there was just this boom, like a big boom, explosion type sound, and everyone just kind of gasped on the plane. What was that?
It shook the plane too when it happened. It just sounded like a big explosion.
George Reifenstein was on the flight too.
There was a brilliant flash, and some people who were aft of the engine saw some flame.
Both passengers say everyone went silent.
And then maybe a minute went by before the pilot got on the intercom, and he said, you know, very calmly, you know, that was lightning, and it happens, and we have to turn around and go back to Seattle.
The plane landed, and everyone got off. They were eventually loaded onto another jet for an uneventful flight north. That included a dance team from Ketchikan and passengers headed on to Sitka. Alaska Airlines' Anne Zaninovich says heading back to SeaTac wasn't a hard decision.
Since the plane had just taken off, you know, a few minutes prior, the safest thing to do would be to turn around the plane, and out of abundance of cautions for the passengers and everybody on board, turned around the plane, headed back to Seattle to inspect the aircraft.
The lightning strike was a first for the passengers we talked to, but Zaninovich says it's not rare.
It's fairly common, but we take these things seriously and always, you know, safety is our number one priority.
Passenger Bacalar, who pens the blog One Hot Mess, says she hopes it's not all that common. Once, she says, was enough.
And there's the expression, lightning won't strike twice in one place, I guess. So maybe the chance of me being on another flight that gets hit by lightning is low. Let's hope.
There's no official details about damage to the Boeing 737, but some passengers said they saw burn marks once they left the plane. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.